Evangeli elalotshwa ngumakho. Umakho isahluko sokuqala. Nanku ukuqala kwevangeli likaJesu Kristu, indodana kaNkulunkulu. Njengokulotshiweyo kumprofethi Isaya ukuthi,
Khangela, ngiyasithuma isithunywa sami phambi kwakho esiza kulungisa indlela yakho. Ilizwi lomemezayo enkangala lithi, lungisani indlela yenkosi. Kondisani indledlana zayo.
Kwafika uJohane umbhabhathizi enkangala, etshumayela ubhabhathizo lokuphenduka, kube ukuthethelelwa kwezono. Kwaphumela kuye ilizwe lonke laseJudiya labo bonke abaseJerusalema. Babhabhathizwa nguye emfuleni iJordani bevuma izono zabo. UJohane wayembethe ingubo yoboya bekamela, elozwezwe okhalweni lwakhe. Wayesidla intethe lenyosi zegama, wachumayela esithi,
Olamandla kulami uyeza emva kwami, kangifanele ukukhothama ngithukulule imichilo yamanyathelo akhe. Mina ngilibhabhathize ngamanzi, kodwa yena uza kulibhabhathiza ngomoya ongcwele.
Ngalezo nsuku kwafika uJesu evela eNazaretha elaseGalile. Wabhabhathizwa nguJohane eJordani, wanela ukukhuphuka emanzini. Wabona izulu liqhekezeka, lomoya kungathi lijuba wehlela phezu kwakhe. Kwezwakala ilizwi livela ezulwini lathi,
Wena uyindodana yami ethandekayo, ngithokozile ngawe.
Masinyane umoya wamqhubela enkangala. Wayekhona enkangala insuku ezingamachumi amane elingwa nguSathane. Wayendawonye lezilo, izithunywa zamkhonza. Emva kokubotshwa kukaJohane, uJesu wafika eGalile etshumayela ivangeli likaNkulunkulu wathi,
Isikhathi sesiphelele, umbuso kaNkulunkulu ususondele, phendukani likholwe ivangeli.
Kwathi uJesu ihamba ngasolwandle lwaseGalile, wabona uSimoni loAndrea umfowabo kaSimoni bephosa imbule olwandle, ngoba babengabagoli benhlanzi. UJesu wathi kubo,
Ngilandelani, ngiza kulenza libe ngabagoli babantu.
Masinyane bachiya amambule abo bamlandela. Eseqhubeke ingcosana wabona uJakobe indodana kaZebhediya loJohane umfowabo besemkolweni belungisa amambule abo. Wababiza masinyane, bachiya uyise uZebhediya emkolweni lezisebenzi, basuka bamlandela. Bangena eKhaphenawume. Kwathi masinyane ngeSabatha wangena esinagogeni wafundisa. Abantu bamangala ngokufundisa kwakhe, ngoba wabafundisa njengolamandla kungenje ngababhali. Kwakukhona esinagogeni labo umuntu owayelomoya omubi, wamemeza wathi,
Silani lawe Jesu waseNazaretha, uze ukusibhubhisa na? Ngiyakwazi ukuba ungubani, ungongcwele kaNkulunkulu.
UJesu wamkhuza wathi,
Thula, uphume kuye.
Umoya omubi emhlukuluzi, ekhala ngelizwi elikhulu, waphuma kuye. Bamangala bonke baze babuzana bathi,
Kuyini lokhu? Yikufundisa okutsha?
Ngoba ngamandla ulaya labo moya ababi bamlalele.
Lwahle lwanda udumo lwakhe kulo lonke ilizwe laseGalili. Sebephumile esinagogeni bangena masinyane endlini kaSimoni loAndrea belo Jakobe lo Johane. Uninazala kaSimoni wayelele elomkhuhlane. Bahle bamtshela ngaye, waya kuye. Wambamba ngesandla wamlulamisa. Umkhuhlane wamyekela, wabasebenzela. Sekuhlwile, ilanga selitshonile. Baletha kuye bonke abagulayo lababengenwe ngomoya ababi. Umuzi wonke wawubuthene ngasemnyango. Wasilisa abanengi ababegula izifo ngezifo. Wakhupha omoya ababi abanengi. kavumelanga omoya ababi ukuthi bakhulume ngoba babemazi. Ekuseni kusesemnyama kakhulu, wavuka waphuma waya endaweni eyinkangala wakhuleka khona. USimoni lababelaye bamdinga, sebemfumene bathi kuye,
bonke bayakufuna.
Wathi kubo,
asiye kwezinye indawo emzini eseduze ukuze ngichumayelela khona ngoba ngiphumele lokho.
Wahamba echumayela emasinagogeni abo kulolonke elaseGalili ekhupha omoya ababi. Kwafika kuye umuntu olobulephero, waguqa ngamadolo phambi kwakhe emncenga esithi kuye,
aluba uthanda ungangihlambulula.
UJesu wamhawukela, welula isandla sakhe wamthinta wathi,
ngiyathanda, hlambuluka.
Bahle basuka ubulephero kuye, wahlambuluka, wamlayisisa, wamyekela wahamba esithi kuye,
khangela, ungatsheli muntu kodwa hamba uziveze kumpriest, unikele okokuhlanjulula kwakho lokho okwalayelwa nguMose, kube yibufakazi ebantwini.
Kodwa yena esephumile waqala ukuchumayela kakhulu, wayandisa leyo ndaba kwaze kwathi uJesu kabesaba lakho ukungena emzini obala, kodwa wayengaphandle endaweni eziyinkangala. Beza kuye bevela inxa zonke. UMakho isahluko sesibili. Esebuye wangena eKhaphenawume emva kwensuku ezithile, kwezwakala ukuba usendlini. Kwahle kwabuthana abaningi, akwazabe kusaba le ndawo langesemnyango. Wachumayela ilizwi kubo. Beza kuye beletha oyisilima ethwelwe ngabantu abane. Babengela kusondela kuye ngenxa yexuku. Bavula uphahla lapho ayekhona. Bathi sebebhobozile behlisa ithala alele kule oyisilima. UJesu ebona ukukholwa kwabo wathi koyisilima,
ndodana, uthethelelwe izono zakho.
Kodwa abanye bababhali ababehlezi lapho banakana enhliziyweni zabo bathi,
ukhulumelani okunje lumuntu na? Uyahlambaza, ngubani ungathethelela izono ngaphandle kwaNkulunkulu yedwa na?
Wahle wakwazi uJesu ngomoya wakhe ukuthi babenakana lokhu phakathi kwabo. Wathi kibo,
linakanelani izinto lezi enhliziyweni zenu na? Yikuphi okulula ukuthi koyisilimo izono zakho zithethelele, ingabe ukuthi sukuma uthathe ithala lakho uhambe na? Kodwa ukuze lazi ukuba indodana yomuntu ilamandla okuthethelela izono emhlabeni.
Wathi koyisilimo,
ngithi kuwe, sukuma uthathe ithala lakho uye endlini yakho.
Wasukuma, wahle wathatha ithala lakhe, waphuma phambi kwabo bonke. Baze bamangala bamdumisa uNkulunkulu besithi,
kasizanga sikubone okunje.
Wabuya waya ngasolwandle, ixuku lonke leza kuye wabafundisa. Wathi edlula wabona uLevi indodana ka-Alfewu ehlezi endaweni yokuthelisela. Wathi kuye,
ngilandela.
Wasuka wamlandela. Kwathi ehlezi ekudleni endlini yakhe, abathelisi abanengi lezoni babesekudleni loJesu labafundi bakhe, ngoba babebanengi bemlandela. Ababhali labafarisi bembona esidla lezoni labathelisi, bathi kubafundi bakhe,
kungani esidla labathelisi lezoni na?
UJesu esizwa lokhu wathi kubo,
abaphilayo kabadingi inyanga kodwa abagulayo. Kangizanga ukubiza abalungileyo kodwa ngize ukubiza izono.
Abafundi bakaJohane labafarisi babezila ukudla. Abantu beza kuye bathi,
kungani ukuba abafundi bakaJohane labafundi babafarisi bazile ukudla kodwa abakho bengazili na?
UJesu wathi kubo,
abakwabo kamyeni bangazila ukudla umyeni eselabo na? Bangezile umyeni eselabo. Kodwa ziza kufika insuku lapho umyeni eza kususwa kubo, kukhona ke beza kuzila ngalolo suku. Gakho othungela isichibi esingakafinyeli engutsheni endala, funa okubekelweyo kudabuke kwendala, siqhele isikhathi. Gakho othela iwayini elisha emgodleni emidala, funa iwayini lidabule imigodla, lichitheke iwayini, lemigodla yonakale. Kodwa iwayini elisha lithelwa emgodleni emitsha.
Kwathi edawula emasimini ngesabatha, abafundi bakhe baqala ukukha ezikhwebu behamba. AbaFarisi basebesithi kuye,
"Khangela, kungani besenza ongavunyelwayo ngesabatha na?"
Wathi kibo,
"Kalizanga lifunde yini okwenziwa nguDavida mhla eswele, elambile yena lababelayo, ukuthi wangena endlini kaNkulunkulu esikhathini uAbhiyatha engumpristi omkhulu, wadla izinkwa ezahlukaniselwe uNkulunkulu ezingavunyelwanga ukudliwa ngumuntu ngaphandle kwabapristi bodwa, wabanika lababelayo na?"
Wathi kibo,
"Isabatha lenzelwa umuntu, umuntu kenzelwanga isabatha. Kunjalo ke indodana yomuntu iyinkosi leyesabatha."
UMakho isahluko sesithathu. Wabuya wangena esinagogeni. Kwakukhona lapho umuntu olesandla esichabheneyo. Bamqaphela ukuba uza kumsilisa ngesabatha ukuze bambeke icala. Wathi kumuntu olesandla esichabheneyo,
"Sukuma ume phakathi."
Wathi kubo,
"Kuvunyelwa yini ngesabatha ukwenza okulungileyo ingabe ukwenza okungalunganga? Ukusilisa ingabe ukubulala na?"
Bathula. Wabathalaza ngokuthukuthela, edabukile ngobukhuni benhliziyo zabo. Wathi kulowo muntu,
"Yelula isandla sakho."
Waselula isandla sakhe sasiliswa. AbaFarisi baphuma bacebisana masinyane labakaHerodi ukuba bangambulala kanjani uJesu. UJesu waphuma labafundi bakhe waya ngasolwandle. Ixuku elikhulu lamlandela livela eGalili laseJudiya, laseJerusalema, laseIdumiya, langaphetsheya kweJodani, lasemimangweni yaseThire leSidoni. Ixuku elikhulu selizwile konke akwenzayo, leza kuye. Watshela abafundi bakhe ukuba bamlungisele umkolo ngenxa yexuku, ukuze lingamcindezeli. Ngoba wayesilisa abantu abanele, baze bawela phezu kwakhe bonke abalezifo ukuze bamthinte. Omoya ababi babesithi bembona, bawe phansi phambi kwakhe, bakhale bathi,
"Wena uyindodana kaNkulunkulu."
Wabalayisisa ukuba bangamvesi. Wenyukela entabeni, wabizela kuye labo ayebafuna, beza kuye, wamisa abalitshumi lambili, ukuze babe laye abathume ukuyatshumayela, babe lamandla okukhupha omoya ababi. Wamisa abalitshumi lambili, uSimoni owamutha ibizo lokuthi nguPetro, loJakobe indodana kaZebhediya, loJohane umfowabo kaJakobe, wabatha wathi, "NguBhowanegesi," okuyikuthi amadodana okuduma, lo-Andrea loFilipu, loBartolomeo, loMateyu, loThomas, loJakobe indodana ka-Alifeyo, loThadeyu, loSimoni umkanani, loJudasi u-Iskariyoti owamnikelayo. Wangena endlini, ixuku labuthana futhi, baze baswela lethuba lokudla. Abakibo sebezwile lokhu baphuma ukuyambamba, ngoba bathi uyahlala. Lababhali abavela eJerusalema bathi,
"ULoBhelizebhule
uyakhupha omoya ababi ngenkosi yomoya ababi."
Wababizela kuye, wakhuluma labo ngemifanekiso wathi,
Usathane angakhupha kanjani usathane na? Uba umbuso wahlukene phakathi, lo mbuso ungeme. Lendlu uba yahlukene phakathi, leyo ndlu ingeme. Lo Sathane uba ezivukela yena, ahlukane phakathi angeme. Kodwa uyaphela. Yebo, gakho ongangena endlini yesiqhwaga, aphange impahla yaso. Uba engasibophi isiqhwaga kuqala, anduba aphange indlu yaso. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, zonke izono ziza kuthethelelwa abantu lokuhlambaza abahlambaza ngakho. Kodwa lowo ohlambaza umoya ongcwele, gala kuthethelelwa lanini, kodwa ulecala lesono esingapheliyo.
Watsho lokhu ngoba bathi ulomoya omubi. Kwafika unina labafowabo bema ngaphandle, bathumela kuye bembiza. Ixuku lalimphahlile, bathi kuye,
"Khangela, unyoko labafowenu bangaphandle bayakufuna."
Waphendula wathi,
"Ngubani umama labafowethu na?"
Wathalaza labo ababehlezi bemphahlile wathi,
"Khangelani, nangu umama labafowethu, ngoba lo lalo owenza intando kaNkulunkulu nguye ongumfowethu lodadewethu lo mama."
UMakho isahluko sesine. Wabuya waqala ukufundisa ngasolwandle. Kwabuthana kuye ixuku elikhulu, waze wangena emkolweni wahlala kuwo olwandle. Ixuku lonke lalisemhlabathini ngasolwandle. Wabafundisa izinto eziningi ngemfanekiso. Ekufundiseni kwakhe wathi kubo,
"Lalelani." Kwaphuma umhlanyeli ukuyahlanyela. Kwathi ekuhlanyeleni kwakhe enye inhlanyelo yawela endleleni. Kwafika inyoni, zayidobha zayiqeda. Enye inhlanyelo yawela edwaleni. Lapho kwakungela mhlabathi omnengi khona, yamila masinyane ngoba kwakungela mhlabathi omnengi. Kwathi ekuphumeni kwelanga yahanguka, yabuna ngoba yayingela mpande. Enye yawela emeveni, ameva akhula ayiminyanisa yahluleka ukuthela. Enye inhlanyelo yawela emhlabathini omuhle, yakhula yanda yathela yazala amachumi amathathu lamachumi ayisithupha lekhulu.
Wathi,
"Olendlebe zokuzwa akezwe."
Eseyedwa, labo ababelaye kanye labalichumi lambili bambuza ngemifanekiso. Wathi kubo,
"Lina liphiwe imfihlakalo yombuso kaNkulunkulu, kodwa abangaphandle benzelwa izinto zonke ngemifanekiso, ukuze ukubona babone bangabonisisi, lokuza bezwe bangaqedisisi, funa baphenduke bathethelelo."
Wasesithi kubo,
"Kaliwazi lumfanekiso na? Pho, liza kuyazi kanjani imifanekiso yonke na? Umhlanyeli uhlanyela ilizwi. Abangasendleleni yilabo abathi lapho kuhlanyelwa khona ilizwi, lanxa belizwa, uSathane afike masinyane alisuse ilizwi elihlanyelwe kubo. Kunjalo abahlanyelwe edwaleni, yilabo abathi lapho besizwa ilizwi balamukele ngokuthokoza, kodwa kabalampande phakathi kwabo. Bahlala isikhatshana, kuthi sekufika inkathazo lenhlupheko ngenxa yelizwi, bakhubeke masinyane. Abanye yilabo abahlanyelwe emeveni, yibo abalizwayo ilizwi, kodwa ukuphisekela izinto zalomhlaba lokukhohliswa yinodo, lenkanuko yezinye izinto kungene kuminyanise ilizwi ukuze lingathele. Labahlanyelwe emhlabathini omuhle yilabo abathi belizwile ilizwi, balamukele, bathele amachumi amathathu, lamachumi ayisithupha, lekhulu."
Wasesithi kubo,
"Isibane silethwa ukuba sibekwe ngaphansi kwesitsha ingabe ngaphansi kwethala yini? Kasibekwa esiqobaneni na? Ngoba kakukho okufihliweyo okungayi kubonakaliswa, lokuthukuziweyo okungayi kulethwa ekukhanyeni. Uba kukhona olendlebe zokuzwa akezwe."
Wasesithi kubo,
"Qaphelisani elikuzwayo. Ngesilinganiso elilinganisa ngaso, liza kulinganiselwa ngaso lani, liphiwe ngokwengezelelweyo. Ngoba lowo olakho uza kuphiwa, kodwa ongelakho uza kwamuka lalokho alakho."
wasesithi,
umbuso kaNkulunkulu unje, njengokuba umuntu ephosa inhlanyelo emhlabathini, alale, avuke ebusuku lemini, inhlanyelo imile, ikhule, gakwazi ukuba ikhula kanjani. Umhlabathi uyathela ngokwawo, kuqala ikhaba, kulandele isikhwebu, andubana kulandele amabele apheleleyo esikhwetshini. Nxa esevuthiwe amabele, ufaka ingqamu masinyane, ngoba ukuvuna sekufikile.
Wathi futhi,
siza kufanisa lani umbuso kaNkulunkulu? Siza kuchasisa ngomfanekiso bani? Unjengohlamvu lwe-mustard, luhlanyelwa emhlabathini, luluncinyane kulazo zonke inhlamvu ezisemhlabeni. Kodwa nxa seluhlanyelwe lumila lukhule lube lukhulu, ukudlula izihlahlana zonke, lukhuphe ingatsha ezinkulu, ukuze inyoni zaphezulu zakhele emthunzini wazo.
Walikhuluma kubo ilizwi ngemifanekiso eminingi, enjalo njengamandla abo okuzwa. Ngaphandle komfanekiso kakhulumanga lutho kubo, kodwa ensitha wachasisela abafundi bakhe izinto zonke. Ngalolo suku sekuhlwile, wathi kubo,
asiwelele ngaphetsheya.
Ngakho bachiya ixuku, bamthatha bahamba laye, njengalokhu ebesemkolweni, eminye imikolo yayilaye. Kwavuka isiphepha esikhulu somoya, amavingqo aphoseka emkolweni, waze waqala ukugcwala, kodwa yena wayelele emqamelweni ngemuva. Bamvusa bathi,
"Fundisi, kawukhathali lokuba siyabhubha na?"
Wavuka, wakhuza umoya, wathi kulo ulwandle,
"Thula, uthi zwi."
Umoya waqhamuka, kwaba khona ukuthula okukhulu. Wathi kubo,
"Kungani lisesaba kangaka na? Kalikabi lakho ukukholwa na?"
Besaba kakhulu, bathi omunye komunye,
"Kanti ungubani lo, ukuba umoya lolwandle kumlaleli?"
UMakho isahluko sesihlanu. Bafika ngaphetsheya kolwandle elizweni lamaGerasene, esephumile emkolweni. Wamhlangabeza masinyane umuntu ovela emalibeni elomoya omubi. Wayehlala emalibeni. Kwakungasekho muntu wayengambopha langeketane, ngoba wayebotshiwe kanengi ngezibopho langamaketane. Kodwa wawaqamula amaketane, lezibopho waziquma. Kwakungasekho loyedwa owayengamthambisa. Ngezikhathi zonke ebusuku lemini wayesemalibeni lezintabeni, ekhala, ezisika ngamatshe. Kwathi ebona uJesu ekhatshana, wagijima, wamkhonza, wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu esithi,
"Ngidlani lawe Jesu, ndodana kaNkulunkulu ophezu konke. Ngikufungisa uNkulunkulu ungangihluphi."
Ngoba uJesu wathi kuye,
"Phuma kuye, wena moya omubi."
Wasembuza wathi,
"Ungubani ibizo lakho?"
Wamphendula wathi,
"Ibizo lami ngingu-Legiyoni, ngoba sibanengi."
Wamncenga kakhulu ukuba angabakhuphi kulelo lizwe. Kwakukhona lapho ewatheni lentaba umhlambi omkhulu wengulube usidla. Omoya bamncenga bathi,
"Sithumele engulubeni singene kuzo."
UJesu wabavumela. Omoya ababi baphuma, bangena ezingulubeni. Umhlambi waphaphathekela eliweni, waphoseka olwandle. Waminzwa, zazingaba zinkulungwane ezimbili. Abazalusayo babaleka, babika indaba emzini lasemaphandleni. Beza ukubona okwenzekileyo. Bafika kuJesu, bambona obengenwe ngomoya ababi ehlezi embethe, esilile. Yena owayelomoya ababi abanengi, besaba. Labo ababekubonile babatshela ukuba kwenzeke kanjani kowayengenwe ngomoya ababi. langengulube. Basebeqala ukumncenga ukuba asuke elizweni lakubo. Wathi engena emkolweni, umuntu owayengenwe ngomoya ababi wamncenga ukuba abe laye. Kavumelanga kodwa wathi kuye,
"Hamba uye ekhaya kwabakini. Ubatshele ukuba inkosi ikwenzele okungakanani. Ilesihawu kuwe."
Wasuka, wahamba, waqala ukuchumayela eDecapolis ukuba uJesu umenzele okungakanani. Bamangala bonke. UJesu esebuye wawelela ngaphetsheya ngomkolo. Kwabuthana kuye ixuku elikhulu. Wayesolwandle. Kwafika omunye wabaphathi besinagoge, uJairus ibizo lakhe. Embona wawaphansi ngasenyaweni zakhe. Wamncenga kakhulu esithi,
"Indodakazi yami isiphela, akuze ubeke izandla zakho phezu kwayo ukuze isiliswe iphile."
Wahamba laye. Ixuku elikhulu lamlandela, lamcindezela. Owesifazana owayelemopho iminyaka elithumi lambili, ehluphekile kakhulu enyangeni eziningi, echithile konke ayelakho engasizakalanga, kodwa kwalokho kumqinisa, esezwile ngoJesu, weza exukwini ngemva kwakhe, wathinta ingubo yakhe, ngoba wathi,
"Aluba ngithinta ingubo zakhe nje, ngiza kusiliswa."
Woma masinyane umthombo wegazi lakhe. Wezwa emzimbeni wakhe ukuba usilile esifweni sakhe. UJesu wanela ukuzwa phakathi kwakhe ukuba amandla aphumile kuye. Waphendukela exukwini wathi,
"Ngubani othinte ingubo zami?"
Abafundi bakhe bamphendula bathi kuye,
"Uyabona ixuku likucindezela, kodwa uthi ngithintwe ngubani?"
Wathalaza ukuba ambone owenze lokhu. Owesifazana esisaba ethuthumela, ekwazi okwenzekileyo kuye, weza wawa phambi kwakhe. Wamtshela iqiniso lonke wathi kuye,
"Dade, ukukholwa kwakho kukusilisile. Hamba kuhle, usilisiwe esifweni sakho."
Wathi esakhuluma, kwafika abomphathi wesinagoge bathi,
"Indodakazi yakho isifile, usamkhathazelani umfundisi na?"
UJesu engakunanzi okutshiwoyo, wathi kumphathi wesinagoge,
"Ungesabi, kholwa kuphela."
Kavumelanga muntu ukuba amlandele, kuphela uPetro, loJakobe, loJohane umfowabo kaJakobe. Bafika ke endlini yomphathi wesinagoge. Wabona isiphithiphithi labakhalayo labalilayo kakhulu. Esengenile wathi kubo,
"Liphithizelelani likhala na? Umntwana kafanga kodwa ulele."
Bamhleka ulunywa. Kodwa yena esebakhuphile bonke, wathatha uyise womntwana lonina lalabo ababelaye. Wangena lapho kulele khona umntwana. Wabamba isandla somntwana wathi kuye,
"Talitha kumi."
Okuyikuthi ngokuphendulelwa,
"Ntombazana, ngithi kuwe, vuka."
Yasivuka intombazana masinyane, yahamba. Yayileminyaka elithumi lambili. Bamangala ukumangala okukhulu. Wabalayisisa ukuba lokhu kungaziwa muntu. Njalo wathi kayinikwe ukudla. UMakho isahluko sesithupha. Wasuka lapho, waya elizweni lakubo, abafundi bakhe bamlandela. Sekufikile isabatha, waqala ukufundisa esinagogeni. Abaningi abamuzwayo bamangala bathi,
"Uzithatha ngapi lezi zinto na? Yikuhlakanipha bani akunikweyo na? Le misebenzi yamandla eyenziwe ngezandla zakhe na?"
"Lo kasuye umbazi, indodana kaMaria, lomfowabo kaJakobe, loJose, loJudas, loSimoni na?
Labo dadewabo kabakho yini lapha kithi?"
Bakhubeka ngaye. UJesu wathi kubo,
"Umprofeti kasweli ukudunyiswa ngaphandle kwaselizweni lakubo, lasezihlotsheni zakhe, lasendlini yakwabo."
Kabanga la kwenza lodwa umsebenzi wamandla lapho. Ngaphandle kokubeka izandla zakhe phezulu kwabagulayo abayingcosana wabasilisa. Wamangala ngokungakholwa kwabo. Wahamba imizi ngemizi efundisa. Wabizela kuye abalithumi lambili. Waqala ukubathuma ngababili. Wabanika amandla phezu komoya ababi. Wabalaya ukuba bangaphathi lutho lwendlela. Kodwa udondolo lodwa bangaphathi lamphako, lasikhwama, lamali emxhakeni yabo. Kodwa bafake amanyathelo, bangambathi ingubo ezimbili. Wathi kubo,
lapho lingena khona endlini, hlalani kiyo, lize lisuke khona. Layiphi indawo engayikulamukela, lengayikulilalela. Nxa liphuma lapho, thintithani uthuli olungaphansi kwenyawo zenu, kube yibufakazi kubo.
Basebehamba betshumayela ukuba abantu baphenduke. Bakhupha omoya ababi abanengi. Bagcoba abanengi abagulayo ngamagcobo. Babasilisa. Inkosi uHerodi wezwa ngakho, ngoba ibizo likaJesu laselidumile.
Kwathiwa uJohane umbhaphathizi uvukile kwabafileyo, kungakho lamandla esebenza kuye.
Abanye bathi,
ngu-Elija.
Labanye bathi,
ungumprofethi njengomunye wabaprofethi.
Kodwa uHerodi esizwa wathi,
nguJohane engamquma ikhanda uvukile.
Ngoba uHerodi wayethumele wambamba uJohane, wamfaka entolongweni ngenxa kaHerodiyasi umkaFiliphu umfowabo, ngoba wayemthethe. Ngoba uJohane wayethe kuHerodi,
kawuvunyelwa ukuthatha umkamfowenu.
Ngakho uHerodiyasi wambambela inhliziyo, wafuna ukumbulala, kodwa wehluleka. Ngoba uHerodi wayemesaba uJohane emazi ukuba uyindoda elungileyo lengcwele. Wamlondoloza nxa emuzwa, wadideka kakhulu, kodwa wamuzwa ngokuthokoza. Kwathi sekufikile usuku oluhle olokuzalwa kukaHerodi, wenzela idili izikhulu zakhe lezinduna labalisa baseGalile. Kwangena indodakazi kaHerodias yasina, yamkholisa uHerodi lalabo ababehlezi laye. Inkosi yathi entombini,
cela kimi loba kuyini okuthandayo ngiza kupha khona.
Wafunga kuyo wathi,
loba kuyini ongakucela kimi ngiza kunika khona, loba kungaze kube yingxenye yombuso wami.
Yaphuma yaya kunina yathi,
ngiza kucelani na?
Wathi,
ikhanda likaJohane umbhaphathizi.
Yangena masinyane enkosini ngokukhawuleza, yacela yathi,
ngifuna ukuba unginike kathesi nje emganwini ikhanda likaJohane umbhaphathizi.
Inkosi yadabuka kakhulu, kodwa ngenxa yezifungo zayo langalabo ababehlezi layo, kayithandanga ukuyilandulela. Inkosi yathuma masinyane omunye webutho, yamlaya ukuba alethe ikhanda likaJohane. Wahamba, wamquma ikhanda entolongweni. Waletha ikhanda ngomgane, walinika intombi, intombi yalinika unina. Kwathi abafundi bakhe sebezwile, beza bathatha isidumbu sakhe basibeka elibeni. Abapostoli babuthana kuJesu, bambikela konke ababekwenzile lababekufundisile. Wasesithi kibo,
wozani lina lodwa endaweni eyinkangala, liphumule kancinyane.
Ngoba babebaningi abafikayo labahambayo bengelasikhathi sokudla. Bakhuphuka ngomkolo baya endaweni eyinkangala bebodwa. Abaningi bababona behamba babazi, bagijimela khona ngenyawo bevela emizini yonke. Babafikela kuqala. Kwathi ephuma, wabona ixuku elikhulu, walihawukela, ngoba lalinjengezimvu ezingalamalusi. Waqala ukulifundisa izinto eziningi. Kwathi isikhathi sesihambile, abafundi bakhe beza kuye bathi,
indawo iyinkangala, isikhathi sesihambile, badabulele ukuze baye emaphandleni lasemzini ezingelezeleyo bazithengele ukudla.
Wawaphendula wathi kibo,
banikeni lina ukudla.
Bathi kuye,
sihambe yini siyethenga izinkwa zamadola angamathumi amabili sibaphe badle na?
Wathi kubo,
lilezinkwa ezingaki na? Hambani liye bona.
Sebebonile bathi kuye,
zinhlanu lenhlanzi ezimbili.
Wabalaya ukuba bonke bahlale phansi ngamaxuku otshanini okuluhlaza. Basebehlala phansi izigaba ngezigaba, ngamakhulu langamathumi amahlanu. Wathatha izinkwa ezinhlanu lenhlanzi ezimbili, ekhangela ezulwini, wabonga, wazihlephula izinkwa, wazinika abafundi bakhe ukuba bazibeke phambi kwabo. Lenhlanzi ezimbili wababela bonke, badla bonke basutha. Babutha imvuthuluka yezinkwa, izitsha ezilitshumi lambili zagcwala lenhlanzi. Labo abadlayo izinkwa babengamadoda azinkulungwane ezinhlanu. Masinyane wacindezela abafundi bakhe ukuba bangene emkolweni bamandulele ukuya ngaphesheya eBethsaida. Esadawulela ixuku, esebavalelisile wasuka waya entabeni ukuyakhuleka. Sekuhlwile, umkolo wawusolwandle, yena wayeyedwa emhlabathini. Wababona behlupheka kakhulu ekugwedleni ngoba umoya wawuphambene labo. Weza kubo ngesikhathi somlindo wesine wobusuku ehamba phezu kolwandle. Wayeza kubadlula. Sebembonile ehamba phezu kolwandle, bacabanga ukuba isipuku, bakhala ngoba bambona bonke bethu. Kodwa wakhuluma labo masinyane wathi kubo,
manini isibindi, yimi, lingesabi.
Wasengena kubo emkolweni. Umoya wathula, bamangala kakhulu ngoba babengaqedisisanga ngezinkwa. Inhliziyo zabo zazilukhuni. Sewewelile bafika eGenesaretha, bawubophela umkolo okhunjini. Bathi sebephumile emkolweni, abantu bahle bamazi, bagijimela kulo lonke lelo lizwe. Baqala ukuletha kuye abagulayo ngamathala, lapho abamuzwa ukuba ukhona. Loba ngaphi lapho aya khona, emizaneni, lasemizini, lasemaphandleni, babeka abagulayo emidangeni, bamncenga ukuba bathinte loba umphetho wengubo yakhe nje. Bonke abamthintayo basiliswa. UMakho isahluko sesikhombisa. Kwabuthana kuye abaFarisi labanye bababhali ababevela eJerusalema. Sebebonile ukuba abanye babafundi bakhe badla ukudla ngezandla ezimbi, okuyikuthi ezingahlanjululwanga, ngoba abaFarisi labaJuda bonke kabadli bengagezisanga izandla zabo, belondoloza isiko labadala. Nxa bevela emdangeni, kabadli bengagezanga. Zikhona ezinye izinto eziningi abazamukelayo ukuzilondoloza, njengokugezisa inkezo, lembiza, lezitsha zethusi. AbaFarisi lababhali bambuza bathi,
kungani abafundi bakho bengahambi ngesiko labadala kodwa badla ukudla ngezandla ezimbi na?
Wathi kubo,
u-Isaya waprofeta kuhle ngani lina bazenzisi, njengokulotshiweyo ukuthi laba bantu bangidumisa ngemilomo yabo kodwa inhliziyo yabo ikhatshana nami. Bangikhonza ngeze, befundisa izifundiso ezimlayo yabantu. Liyekela umlayo kaNkulunkulu, libambe isiko labantu.
Wasesithi kubo,
lembala liyayekela umlayo kaNkulunkulu ukuba lilondoloze isiko lelo. Ngoba uMose wathi, hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko, lokuthi okhuluma kubi ngoyise ingabe ngonina gafe lokufa. Kodwa lina lithi, aluba umuntu esithi kuyise ingabe kunini, lokho obungasizwa yimi ngakho likobani, okuyikuthi umnikelo, kalisamvumeli ukwenzela uyise ingabe unina uludo. Lenza ize ilizwi likaNkulunkulu ngesiko lenu lemvelo, lokuningi okunjalo liyakwenza.
wabuya wabiza ixuku wathi kulo,
"Ngilalelani lonke liqedisise. Kalukho ulutho olungaphandle komuntu olungamngcolisa ngokungena kuye. Kodwa izinto eziphuma emuntwini yizo ezimngcolisayo. Uba ekhona olendlebe zokuzwa akezwe."
Esengenile endlini evela exukwini, abafundi bakhe bambuza ngomfanekiso. Wathi kibo,
"Kanti lani lingabangela kuqedisisa na? Kaliqedisisi ukuba konke okungaphandle okungena emuntwini kungemngcolise na? Ngoba kakungeni enhlizweni yakhe, kodwa kungena esiswini sakhe kuphumele ngaphandle."
Ngalokhu uJesu wenza ukudla konke kube kuhle, wasesithi,
"Okuphumayo emuntwini yikho okumngcolisayo, ngoba enhlizweni yomuntu kuphuma imicabango emibi, lokuphinga, lokweba, lokubulala, lobufebe, lomhawu, lokuxhwala, lenkohliso lamanyala, lomona, lokunyeya, lokuzigqaja, lobuthutha. Zonke lezi zinto ezimbi zivela ngaphakathi, zimngcolise umuntu."
Wasuka lapho, waya emikhawulweni yaseTire leSidoni. Wangena endlini, engathandi ukwaziwa umuntu, kodwa wayengefihlakale. Kodwa masinyane owesifazana olendodakazi yakhe elomoya omubi esezwile ngaye, weza wawa ngasenyaweni zakhe. Owesifazana wayengumGriki, engumSirofenike ngokuzalwa. Wamncenga ukuba akhuphe umoya omubi endodakazini yakhe. Wathi kuye,
"Ake kusuthe abantwana kuqala, ngoba kakukuhle ukuthatha ukudla kwabantwana kuphoselwe ezinjeni."
Kodwa wamphendula wathi kuye,
"Yebo Nkosi, kodwa lezinja ezingaphansi kwetafula ziyadla imvuthuluka yabantwana."
Wathi kuye,
"Ngenxa yalokhu kutsho, hamba-ke, umoya omubi uphumule endodakazini yakho."
Wabuyela ekhaya, wafumana umntwana elele ethaleni, umoya omubi usuphumile. Wabuya wasuka emikhawulweni yaseTire, wadawula eSidoni. Weza ngasolwandle lwaseGalili edawula ilizwe leDecapolis. Baletha kuye ongezwayo oyimbebebe. Bamncenga ukuba abeke isandla sakhe phezu kwakhe. Emkhupha exukwini baya eceleni bebodwa. Wafaka iminwe yakhe endlebeni zakhe. Wakhafula amathe, wathinta ulimi lwakhe. Ekhangela ezulwini, wabubula wathi kuye,
"Efatha."
Okuyikuthi,
"Vuleka."
Zavuleka indlebe zakhe. Kwathukuluka masinyane umthambo wolimi lwakhe. Wakhuluma kuhle. Wabalaya ukuba bangatsheli muntu. Kodwa lanxa wayebalayile kakhulu, kwangikhona bekuchumayela ngamandla. Bonke abakuzwayo bamangala kakhulu bathi,
"Uzenzile izinto zonke kuhle. Wenze izacuthe ukuba zizwe, lezimungulu ukuba zikhulume."
UMakho isahluko sesificamine mibili. Ngalezo nsuku sekukhona futhi ixuku elikhulu lingelakudla. Wabiza abafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
"Ngiyalihawukela ixuku, ngoba selilami insuku ezintathu lingelalutho lokudla. Uba ngibadabulela baye emakhaya abo bengadlanga, bazayatha endleleni, ngoba abanye babo bavela khatshana."
Abafundi bakhe baphendula bathi,
"Umuntu angabapha njani ukudla laba bantu lapha enkangala na?"
Wababuza wathi,
"Lilezinkwa ezingaki na?"
Bathi,
"Eziyisikhombisa."
Walaya ixuku ukuba lihlale phansi. Wathatha izinkwa eziyisikhombisa, esewongile wazihlephula. Wazinika abafundi bakhe ukuba balabele. Balabela ixuku. Babelenhlanzana eziyingcosana. Esezibusisile wathi kabababele lazo. Badla, basutha, babutha imvuthuluka eseleyo, izitsha eziyisikhombisa. Babe ngaba zinkulungwane ezine. Wabadabulela. Wangena masinya emkolweni labafundi bakhe. Weza elizweni laseDalmanutha. AbaFarisi beza, baqala ukuphikisana laye befuna kuye isibonakaliso esivela ezulwini bemlinga. Wabubula kakhulu emoyeni wakhe wathi,
lesi sizukulwana sifunelani isibonakaliso na? Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kakula sibonakaliso esiza kunikwa kulesi sizukulwana.
Wabachiya, wangena emkolweni futhi, wasuka wawelela ngaphetsheya, kodwa babekhohliwe ukuphatha ukudla, bengela lutho. Isinkwa sisinye kuphela emkolweni, wabalaya wathi,
qaphelani, lixwaye imvubelo yabaFarisi lemvubelo kaHerod.
Bakhulumisana bodwa, bathi kabala kudla. UJesu ekwazi wathi kubo,
kungani likhulumisana ngokuthi kalila kudla na? Kalikabona, kalikaqedisisi na? Inhliziyo yenu iselukhuni na? Lilamehlo, kaliboni yini? Lilendlebe, kalizwa na? Kalikhumbuli yini mhla ngahlephulela abazinkulungwane ezinhlanu, izinkwa ezinhlanu? Labutha izitsha ezingaki ezigcwele imvuthuluka na?
Bathi,
ezilitshumi lambili.
Mhla ziyisikhombisa kwabazinkulungwane ezine, labutha izitsha ezingaki ezigcwele imvuthuluka na?
Bathi,
eziyisikhombisa.
Wathi kubo,
kalikaqedisisi na?
Bafika eBethsaida, baletha kuye isiphofu, bamncenga ukuba asithinte. Wasibamba isiphofu ngesandla, wasikhuphela ngaphandle komuzi, esekhafulele emehlweni aso, wabeka izandla zakhe phezu kwaso, wasibuza wathi,
uyabona ulutho na?
Sakhangela sathi,
ngibona abantu, kodwa ngibabona kungathi izihlahla zihamba.
Wabuya wabeka izandla zakhe phezu kwamehlo aso, sakhangelisisa, sasila, sabonisisa konke, wasithumela ekhaya wathi,
ungatsheli muntu lo yedwa emzini.
UJesu labafundi bakhe baphuma, baya emizini yaseKhesariya Filipi. Besendleleni, wababuza abafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
abantu bathi ngingubani na?
Baphendula bathi,
uJohane umbhaphathizi, abanye bathi ungu-Elija,
labanye bathi ungomunye wabaprofeti.
Wasebabuza esithi,
linake lithi ngingubani na?
UPetro wamphendula wathi kuye,
wena unguKristu.
Wabalayisisa ukuba bangatsheli muntu ngaye. Waqala ukubafundisa ukuba indodana yomuntu imele inhlupheko eziningi, ilahlwe ngabadala labaphristi abakhulu lababhali, ibulawe, ivuke ngemva kwensuku ezintathu. Walikhuluma leli lizwi obala. UPetro wamthatha, waqala ukumkhalimela, kodwa ephenduka wabona abafundi bakhe, wamkhuza uPetro wathi,
buyela emva kwami Satani, ngoba kawucabangi ngezinto zikaNkulunkulu kodwa ngezabantu.
Wasebiza ixuku kanye labafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
uba umuntu ethanda ukungilandela, ngazidele athathe isiphambano sakhe angilandele. Ngoba yilowo lalowo othanda ukusilisa ukuphila kwakhe kuzamlahlekela, kodwa olahlekelwa yikuphila kwakhe ngami langevangeli uza kusilisa. Ngoba kuza kumsizani umuntu ukuzuza umhlaba wonke alahlekelwe yikuphila kwakhe? Anganikani umuntu kube inhlawulo yokuphila kwakhe na? Ngoba yilowo lalowo olenhloni ngami langamazwi ami kulesi sizukulwane esifebayo lesonakeleyo, le ndodana yomuntu iza kuba lenhloni ngaye nxa isiza enkazimulweni kayise kanye lezithunywa ezingcwele.
UMakho isahluko sesificamunwemunye. Wasesithi kubo,
ngiqinisile ngithi kini, bakhona abanye kwabemiyo lapha abangayikuzwa ukufa baze babone umbuso kaNkulunkulu usufikile ngamandla.
Emva kwensuku eziyisithupha uJesu wathatha oPetro loJakobo loJohane, wakhwela labo entabeni ende bebodwa. Waphenduka isimo phambi kwabo, ingubo zakhe zacwazimula zaba mhlophe nke. Kakula muntu emhlabeni ongazenza zibe mhlophe kangaka. Wabonakala kibo u-Elija elomose, babekhuluma loJesu. UPetro wathi kuJesu,
Mfundisi,
Kuhle uba sibe lapha. Asakhe amadumba amathathu. Elinye libe ngelakho, elinye libe ngelika Mosi, elinye libe ngelika Elijah.
Wayengakwazi angakutsho ngoba babe sisaba kakhulu. Kwase kufika iyeze labasibekela. Kwezwakala ilizwi ezini lathi,
"Lo indodana yami ethandekayo, zwanini yona."
Kwathi masinyane bethalaza, kababe besabona muntu. Kuphela uJesu yedwa owayelabo. Besehla entabeni, obalaya ukuba bangatsheli muntu abakubonileyo. Ize ivuke kwabafileyo indodana yomuntu. Balibamba leli lizwi babuzana kodwa ukuba kutsho ukuthini ukuvuka kwabafileyo. Basebembuza besithi,
"Batsholani ababhali ukuthi u-Elijah ufanele ukufika kuqala na?"
Wabaphendula wathi,
"U-Elijah uzafika kuqala ukubuyisela zonke izinto. Kodwa kulotshwe njani ngendodana yomuntu ukuthi imele ihlupheke kakhulu, idelelwe na? Kodwa ngithi kini, u-Elijah sewafika, benza kuye lokho abakuthandayo, njengokulotshiweyo ngaye."
Kwathi befika kubafundi, babona ixuku elikhulu libahangile lababhali bephikisana labo. Lathi ukumbona ixuku lonke laselimangala, lagijimela kuye, lambingelela, wasewabuza esithi,
"Libuzana ngani labo na?"
Omunye wexuku waphendula wathi,
"Mfundisi, ngilethe kuwe indodana yami elomoya oyisimungu. Kuthi lapho uyibamba khona, uyilahle pha. Ikhihlize amagwebu, igedle amazinyo, yome qha. Ngicele abafundi bakho ukuba bawukhuphe, kodwa behluleka."
Wabaphendula wathi,
"Oh sizukulwana esingakholwayo, koze kube nini ngilani na? Koze kube nini ngilibekezelela na? Iletheni kini."
Bayiletha kuye. Kwathi umoya umbona, wahle wayihlukuza yawa phansi. Yazigiqagiqa, ikhihliza amagwebu. Wasembuza uyise esithi,
"Ilesikhathi esingakanani ilalokhu na?"
Wathi,
"Kusukela ebuntwaneni bayo, uyiphosele kanengi emlilweni lasemanzini ukuba uyibhubhise. Kodwa nxa kukhona ongakwenza, sihawukile usisize."
UJesu wathi kuye,
"Enginakwenza, zonke izinto ziyenzeka kuye okholwayo."
Wahle wamemeza uyise womfana wathi,
"Ngiyakholwa, siza ukungakholwa kwami."
UJesu esebona ukuba ixuku ligijimela ndawonye, wakhuza umoya omubi, wathi kuwo,
"Wena moya oyisimungulu longezwayo, ngiyakulaya mina, phuma kuwo, ungabe usangena kuwo."
Usumemezile wayihlukuza kakhulu, waphuma, yaba njengofileyo, kwaze kwathi abaningi bathi,
"Isifile."
Kodwa uJesu wayebamba ngesandla, wayiphakamisa, yasukuma. Wathi esengenile endlini, abafundi bakhe bambuza bebodwa besithi,
"Kungani sehlulekile thina ukukhupha na?"
Wathi kubo,
"Lolu hlobo lungephume ngalutho, kuphela ngokukhuleka."
Basuka lapho, badabula eGalile. Wayengathandi ukuba kwaziwe ngumuntu, ngoba wayefundisa abafundi bakhe esithi kubo,
"Indodana yomuntu iza kunikelwa ezandleni zabantu. Bazayibulala, isibulewe, ngemva kwensuku ezintathu iza kuvuka."
Kodwa kabaqedisisanga lokhu kutsho, besaba ukumbuza. Basebefika eKhaphenawume, kwathi esendlini wababuza wathi,
"Belikhulumisana ngani endleleni na?"
Kodwa bathula, ngoba endleleni babephikisene ngokuthi ngubani omkhulu. Wasehlala phansi, wabiza abalitshumi lambili, wathi kibo,
"Uba umuntu ethanda ukuba ngowokuqala, ngabe ngowokugcina kibo bonke lo mfokazi wabo bonke."
Wasethatha umntwana, wambeka phakathi wabo, wamgona, wathi kibo,
"Lo owamukela omunye wabantwana abanje ebizweni lami, wamukela mina. Lalo owamukela mina, kamukeli mina, kodwa wamukela yena ongithumileyo."
UJohane wathi kuye,
"Mfundisi,
sabona omunye ekhupha omoya ababi ngebizo lakho, samnqabela ngoba engasilandeli.
Kodwa uJesu wathi,
lingamnqabeli, ngoba kakho owenza umsebenzi wamandla ngebizo lami ongasuka amasinyane akhulume kubi ngami. Ngoba ongwalilathi ngowakithi, ngoba yilona lo oza kulinathisa inkezo yamazi ngebizo lami. Ngoba lingabaka Kristu, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kaye kulahlekelwa ngumvuzo wakhe. Ilona lo okhubekisa omunye walaba abancinyane abakholwa kimi, kungakuhle kuye ukuba ilitshe lokuchola elikhulu ligaxwe entanyeni yakhe aphoselwe olwandle. Uba isandla sakho sikukhubekise, siqume, kungcono kuwe ukungena ekuphileni uyingeni kunokuba ulezandla ezimbili uye esihogweni emlilweni ongacimiyo, lapho impethu yabo ingafi khona, lo mlilo ungacimi khona. Uba unyawo lwakho lukukhubekisa, luqume, kungcono kuwe ukungena ekuphileni uyisiqhwala kulokuba ulenyawo ezimbili uphoselwe esihogweni, lapho impethu yabo ingafi khona, lo mlilo ungacimi khona. Uba ilihlo lakho likukhubekisa, ligubhe, kungcono kuwe ukungena embusweni kaNkulunkulu ulelihlo lilinye kulokuba ulamehlo amabili uphoselwe esihogweni, lapho impethu yabo ingafi khona, lo mlilo ungacimi khona, ngoba bonke baza kuhangulwa ngumlilo. Itshwayi lihle, kodwa uba itshwayi seliduma, liza kuvuselelwa ngani na? Obani letshwayi phakathi kwenu, lihlalisane ngokuthula.
Umakho isahluko sechumi. Wasuka lapho weza emikhawulweni yaseJudiya langaphetsheya kweJodani. Amaxuku abuya abuthana kuye, waphinda ukubafundisa njengokujwayela kwakhe. Kweza kuye abaFarisi bambuza ukuthi kuvunyelwe yini ukuba indoda ilahle umkayo bemlinga. Wabaphendula wathi kubo,
uMose walilaya ngokuthini na?
Bathi,
uMose wavuma ukuba kulotshwe incwadi yesehlukaniso alahlwe.
UJesu wathi kibo,
ngenxa yobulukhuni benhliziyo yenu walilobela lumlayo. Kodwa kusukela ekuqaleni kokudatshulwa komhlaba, uNkulunkulu wabenza owesilisa lowesifazane. Ngenxa yalokho umuntu uza kuthiya uyise lonina, anamathele kumkakhe, labo ababili baza kuba nyamanye. Ngakho-ke kabasebabili, kodwa sebenyamanye. Ngakho lokho uNkulunkulu akuhlanganisileyo kakungahlukaniswa ngumuntu.
Bathi sebesendlini abafundi bakhe babuya bambuza ngalokhu, wathi kubo,
ilo lalo olahla umkakhe athathe omunye uyafeba kuye, laye uba elahla indoda yakhe endele kwenye uyafeba.
Baletha abantwana kuye ukuba abaphathe, kodwa abafundi babakhuza. Kodwa uJesu ekubona lokhu wathukuthela, wathi kubo,
vumelani abantwana beze kimi, lingabanqabele, ngoba umbuso kaNkulunkulu ungowabanje. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, ilo lalo ongamkeli umbuso kaNkulunkulu njengomntwana kasoze angene kuwo.
Wabagona, wabeka izandla zakhe phezu kwabo, wababusisa. Esephumela endleleni umuntu othile wamgijimela, eguqa phambi kwakhe, wambuza wathi,
mfundisi olungileyo, ngiza kwenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila okungapheliyo?
UJesu wathi kuye,
ungibizelani uthi ngingolungileyo na? Kakho olungileyo ngaphandle kukaNkulunkulu yedwa. Uyayazi imilayo ethi, ungabulali, ungafebi, ungebi, ungafakazi amanga, ungadlelezele, hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko.
Wamphendula wathi kuye,
mfundisi, konke lokhu ngikugcinile kusukela ebutheni bami.
UJesu emkhangela, wamthanda, wathi kuye,
usaswele ulutho lunye, hamba uthengise konke olakho, uphe abayanga, uzakuba lenotho ezulwini, uze ungilandele.
Wanyukumala ngaleli lizwi, wasuka wahamba edanile, ngoba wayelenotho eningi. UJesu wathalaza, wathi kubafundi bakhe,
kuza kuba lukhuni kangakanani kwabalenotho ukungena embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
Abafundi bamangala ngamazwi akhe. UJesu wabuya wakhuluma wathi kubo,
"Bantwana, kulukhuni kangakanani kwabathemba inotho ukungena embusweni kaNkulunkulu. Kulula ukuba ikamela lingene ngentunja yosungulo kulokuba umuntu onothileyo angene embusweni kaNkulunkulu."
Bamangala kakhulu, bakhulumisana bathi,
"Pho, kungasiliswa bani na?"
UJesu wabakhangela wathi,
"Kubantu kakula kwenzeka, kodwa kuNkulunkulu kakunjalo, ngoba zonke izinto ziyenzeka kuNkulunkulu."
UPetro wasuka wathi kuye,
"Khangela, thina sijiye konke sakulandela."
UJesu wathi,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kakukho umuntu otshiye indlu labafowabo lodade wabo, lo nina lo yise labantwana, ingabe amasimu ngenxa yami langenxa yevangeli, ongayikwamukeliswa ngekhulu, khathesi ngalesi sikhathi izindlu labafowabo lodade wabo labonina, labantwana lamasimu kanye lenhlupheko, lasesikhathini esizayo ukuphila okungapheliyo. Kodwa abaningi abokuqala baza kuba ngabokugcina, labo kugcina babe ngabokuqala."
Babesendleleni besenyukela eJerusalema. UJesu wayehamba phambi kwabo, bamangala, lalabo ababelandela besaba. Wasethatha futhi abalitshumi lambili, waqala ukubatshela okuzamehlela wathi,
"Khangelani, senyukela eJerusalema. Indodana yomuntu iza kunikelwa kubapristi abakhulu lakubabhali. Baza kuyigwebela ukufa, bayinikele kwabezizwe. Baza kuyiyangisa, bayikhafulele ngamathe, bayitshaye, bayibulale. Kodwa emva kwensuku ezintathu iza kuvuka."
Kweza kuye uJakobe loJohane amadodana kaZebhediya. Bathi kuye,
"Mfundisi, sithanda ukuba usenzele lokho esiza kukucela."
Wathi kubo,
"Lithanda ukuba ngilenzeleni na?"
Bathi kuye,
"Siphe ukuba omunye ahlale ngakwesokunene sakho, lomunye ngakwesokhohlo sakho ebukhosini bakho."
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Kalikwazi elikucelayo. Linganatha yini inkezo engiyinathayo mina, ingabe libhaphathizwe ngobhaphathizo engibhaphathiza ngalo mina na?"
Bathi kuye,
"Singakwenza."
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Inkezo engiyinathayo mina liza kuyinatha. Liza kubhaphathizwa ngobhaphathizo engibhaphathizwa ngalo mina. Kodwa ukuhlala ngakwesokunene sami, ingabe ngakwesokhohlo sami kayisikho kwami ukuphana ngakho, kodwa kungokwalabo abakulungiselelweyo."
Sebekuzwile lokhu abalitshumi, baqala ukuthukuthela ngoJakobe loJohane. UJesu wasebabiza wathi kibo,
"Liyazi ukuthi labo okuthiwa babusa izizwe, bazibusa ngokulukhuni, lezikhulu zabo zisebenzisa amandla phezu kwazo. Kodwa kwakunjalo phakathi kwenu. Kodwa yilowo nalowo othanda ukuba ngomkhulu phakathi kwenu, ngabe ngumfokazi wenu. Lalowo othanda ukuba ngowokuqala phakathi kwenu, ngabe yinceku yabo bonke. Ngoba le ndodana yomuntu kayizanga ukukhonzwa, kodwa ukukhonza lokunika ukuphila kwayo kube lihlawulo labane."
Bafika eJericho. Kwathi esephuma eJericho labafundi bakhe lecuku elikhulu, uBhatimewu indodana kaThimewu, umphazi oyisiphofu, wayehlezi endleleni. Kwathi esezwile ukuthi nguJesu waseNazaretha, waqala ukumemeza wathi,
"Jesu, indodana kaDavida, awungihawukeli."
Abanengi bamkhuza bathi kathule, kodwa kwangikhona ememeza kakhulu esithi,
"Ndodana kaDavida, awungihawukeli."
UJesu wasesima wathi,
"Bizeni."
Basibiza isiphofu besithi kuso,
"Mana isibindi, sukuma uyakubiza."
Salahla ingubo yaso, sasukuma sathi lothu, saya kuJesu. UJesu wathi kuso,
"Ufuna ukuba ngikwenzeleni na?"
Isiphofu sathi kuye,
"Mfundisi, ukuba ngibone."
UJesu wathi kuso,
"Hamba, ukukholwa kwakho kukusilisile."
Sabona khona lapho, samlandela endleleni. uMakho isahluko sechumilanye. Kwathi besondela eJerusalema, eBethfage, laseBethani, ngasentabeni ethiwa iOlivet, wathuma ababili kubafundi bakhe wathi kibo,
"Hambani liye emzini okhangelene lani. Kuza kuthi lisangena, liza kufumana ithole likababhemu likhulekiwe. Okungazanga kuhlale kulo umuntu, lilikhulule, lililete. Uba umuntu esithi kini, likwenzelani lokhu na, lithi inkosi iyalifuna, iza kulibuyisa masinyane."
Bahamba ke, bafumana ithole likhulekiwe ngasesangweni, ngaphandle endleleni. Balikhulula, abanye kwababemi khona bathi kubo,
"Lenzani likhulula ithole na?"
Batsho kubo njengokutsho kukaJesu. Basebe bayekela, baliletha ithole kuJesu, babeka ingubo zabo phezu kwalo, wakhwela kulo. Abanengi bendlala ingubo zabo endleleni, labanye amahlamvu abawagamule egangeni, ababehamba phambili lababelandela bamemeza besithi,
"Hosana, ubusisiwe ozayo ebizweni leNkosi, ubusisiwe umbuso ozayo kaBaba uDavida, hosana kweliphezulu."
Wangena eJerusalema, waya ethempelini, wathi esikhangele konke, ngoba isikhathi sesihambile, waphuma waya eBethani labalitshumi lambili. Kusasa bevela eBethani walamba, ebona umkhiwa ukhatshana ulamahlamvu, wasondela esithi mhlawumbe angafumana ulutho kuwo. Efika kuwe kafumananga lutho, amahlamvu wodwa, ngoba kawungesiso isikhathi sezithelo zawo. Wathi kuwo,
"Kakungabe kusadla umuntu loyedwa isithelo kuye nanini?"
Abafundi bakhe bakuzwa. Bafika eJerusalema, wangena ethempelini, waqala ukuxotsha labo ababethengisa lababethenga ethempelini. Wagenqula amatafula ababetshintshelana imali nezihlalo zalabo ababethengisa inkwilimba. Wayengavumeli ukuba umuntu adawule ethempelini ethwele impahla. Wafundisa wathi kubo,
"Kakulotshiwe yini ukuthi indlu yami iza kubizwa ngokuthi yindlu yokukhuleka yezizwe zonke? Kodwa lina seliyenze ubhalo lwabaphangi."
Abapristi abakhulu lababhali bekuzwa lokho, bafuna indlela yokumbulala, ngoba babemesaba, ngoba lonke ixuku lamangala ngokufundisa kwakhe. Ngokuhlwa wayayaphume emzini. Ekuseni besadlula babona umkhiwa ubunile kusukela empandeni. UPetro wakhumbula wathi kuye,
"Fundisi, khangela, umkhiwa owuthukileyo ubunile."
UJesu wabaphendula wathi kibo,
"Kholwani uNkulunkulu, ngiqinisile ngithi kini, ilo lalowo oza kuthi kulintaba, quphuka uphoseke olwandle, engathandabuzi enhliziyweni yakhe, kodwa ekholwa ukuthi akutshoyo kuyenzeka, uza kwenzeka. Ngakho ngithi kini, konke elikukhulekelayo nelikucelayo, kholwani ukuthi selikwamukele, liza kuba lakho. Nxa limi likhuleka, thethelelani, uba lilomlandu lo muntu, ukuze uyihle osezulwini laye alithethelele iziphambeko zenu. Kodwa uba lina lingathethelele, lo yihle osezulwini kaye kulithethelela iziphambeko zenu."
Babuya bafika eJerusalema. Kwathi ehamba ethempelini, abapristi abakhulu lababhali labadala beza kuye, bathi kuye,
"Izinto lezi uzenza ngawaphi amandla? Ingabe ngubani okunikela amandla okwenza lezi zinto na?"
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Lami ngiza kulibuza umbuzo ube munye, lingiphendule. Kungkhona ke ngiza kulitshela ukuthi ngeza lezi zinto ngawaphi amandla. Ubhaphathizo lukaJohane lwavela ezulwini ingabe ebantwini na? Ngiphendulani."
Bakhulumisana bodwa besithi,
"Uba sisithi ezulwini, uza kuthi, pho kalikholwanga kuye ngani na? Kodwa uba sisithi ebantwini."
Besaba ixuku, ngoba bonke bathi uJohane wayemprofeti impela. basebemphendula uJesu bathi,
"Kasazi."
UJesu wathi kibo,
"Lami kangilitshele ukuthi ngenza lezi zinto ngawapi amandla."
UMakho isahluko sechumi lambili. Waqala ukukhuluma labo ngemifanekiso wathi,
"Umuntu wahlanyela isivini, wasibiyela ngothango, wemba isikhamelo, wakha idumba, wasiqatshisa kubalimi, wasuka waya kwelinye ilizwe. Ngesikhathi esifaneleyo wathuma inceku kubalimi ukuze yamukele kibo okunye kwezithelo zesivini. Bayibamba, bayitshaya, bayimukisa ize. Wabuya wathuma kuyo enye inceku, bayitshaya uduba, bayiphatha kulo. Wathuma enye, yona bayibulala, lezinye ezinengi, ezinye bazitshaya, lezinye bazibulala. Wayesasele lo muntu munye, indodana yakhe ethandekayo. Ekugcineni wathumela yona kubo esithi, baza kuyihlonipha indodana yami. Kodwa labo balimi bakhulumisana besithi, le yindlalifa, wozani siyibulale, ilifa libe ngelethu. Bayibamba, bayibulala, bayiphosela ngaphandle kwesivini. Uza kwenza njani umnini sivini na? Uza kuza ababhubhise abalimi, anikele isivini kwabanye. Kalifundanga yini lumbhalo othi, ilitshe elaliwayo ngabakhi yilo eseliyinhloko yengozi. Lona lavela enkosini, liyisimanga emehlweni ethu."
Base befuna ukumbamba, kodwa besaba ixuku, ngoba babesazi ukuthi wakhuluma lomfanekiso ngabo, bamchiya bahamba. Bathumela kuye abanye babaFarisi labakaHerodi ukuze bamthiye ekukhulumeni. Beza bathi kuye,
"Mfundisi, siyazi ukuthi wena uqotho, kawukhathali ngomuntu, ngoba kawunanzi isimo somuntu, kodwa ufundisa indlela kaNkulunkulu ngeqiniso. Kuvunyelwe yini ukuthela kuKesari ingabe aji? Sithele ingabe singatheli na?"
Kodwa ayekwazi ukuzenzisa kwabo wathi kibo,
"Lingilingelani na? Lethani kimi imali ngiyibone."
Bayiletha, wasesithi kibo,
"Ngokabani lumfanekiso lalumbhalo na?"
Bathi kuye,
"NgokaKesari."
UJesu wathi kibo,
"Nikeni uKesari izinto zikaKesari, lo Nkulunkulu izinto zikaNkulunkulu."
Bamangala kakhulu ngaye. Kwasekusiza kuye abasadusi abathi kakukho ukuvuka kwabafileyo. Bambuza bathi,
"Fundisi, uMosi wasilobela wathi, uba umfo wabo womuntu esifa, ajiye umkakhe engajiyi umntwana, umfo wabo kamngene umfazi, amvusele umfo wabo inzalo. Kwakulezelamani ezisikhombisa, owokuqala wathatha umfazi, wafa engajiyanga inzalo. Owesibili wamngena, wafa laye engajiyanga inzalo. Lowesithathu kwaba njalo, abayisikhombisa kabachiyanga inzalo. Ekugcineni kwabo bonke kwafa lomfazi. Ekuvukeni kwabafileyo mhla bevukayo, uza kuba ngumkabani kubo? Lokhu abayisikhombisa babelaye engumkabo na?"
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Kalituhanga yini ngalokhu ngoba lingayazi imibhalo ingabe amandla kaNkulunkulu na? Ngoba mhla bevukayo ekufeni kabathathani, kabendiswa, kodwa banjengezithunywa zasezulwini. Kodwa mayelana labafileyo ukuthi bayavuswa, kalifundanga yini ogwalweni lukaMose ngendaba yesihlahla ukuba uNkulunkulu wathi kuye, ngingunkulunkulu ka-Abrahamu, loNkulunkulu ka-Isaka, loNkulunkulu kaJakobe na? Kasuye uNkulunkulu wabafileyo kodwa ngowabaphilayo. Lituhile kakhulu."
Kwafika omunye wababhali esezwile bebuzana. Esebonile ukuba ubaphendule kuhle, wambuza wathi,
"Yiwuphi umlayo wokuqala kuyo yonke na?"
UJesu wamphendula wathi,
"Umlayo wokuqala ngokuthi, zwana Israyeli, inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu, inkosi yinye. Wothanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngenhliziyo yakho yonke, langomoya wakho wonke, langengqondo yakho yonke langamandla akho onke. Owesibili yilo othanda umakhelwana wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Kawukho omunye umlayo omkhulu kulale.
Umbhali wathi kuye,
yebo mfundisi, utsho iqiniso ukuthi yinye, langaphandle kwayo kayikho enye. Ukuyithanda ngenhliziyo yonke, langokuqedisisa konke, langamandla wonke, lokuthanda umakhelwane wakho njengalokhu umuntu ezithanda yena, kuyedlula yonke iminikelo yokutshiswa lemihlatshelo.
UJesu embona ukuba uphendule ngokuqonda, wathi kuye,
kawukhatshana lombuso kaNkulunkulu.
Kakwabe kusaba khona umuntu olesibindi sokumbuza. UJesu efundisa ethempelini wabuza wathi,
batsho kanjani ababhali ukuthi uKristu uyindodana kaDavida na? UDavida uqobo lwakhe ngomoya ongcwele wathi, inkosi yathi enkosini yami, hlala ngakwesokunene sami, ngize ngibeke izitha zakho ngaphansi kwenyawo zakho. UDavida uqobo lwakhe umbiza ngokuthi yinkosi. Pho, uyindodana yakhe njani na?
Ixuku elikhulu lamuzwa ngokuthokoza ekufundiseni kwakhe wathi,
xwayani ababhali abathanda ukuhamba bembethe ingubo ezinde lokubingelelwa emidangeni lezihlalo ezingaphambili emasinagogeni lendawo eziphakemeyo ekudleni, abadla izindlu zabafelokazi bekhuleka isikhathi eside ngokuzenzisa, laba bazakwamukeliswa ukulahlwa okukhulu.
UJesu wahlala phansi maqondana lesitsha somnikelo, wabona ukuba ixuku liphosela njani imali esitsheni. Abanothileyo abanengi baphosela okunengi kakhulu. Kwafika umfelwakazi ongumnyanga waphosela inhlavana ezimbili zemali ezenza indibilitshi. Wasebiza abafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
ngiqinisile ngithi kini, lo mfelokwazi ongumnyanga uphosele ukwedlula bonke labo abaphoseleyo esitsheni, ngoba bonke baphosele ngokunotha kwabo, kodwa yena ebuyangeni bakhe uphosele konke alakho, konke abephila ngakho.
UMakho, isahluko sechumi lantathu. Kwathi ephuma ethempelini, omunye wabafundi bakhe wathi kuye,
mfundisi, khangela amatshe anjani, lezakhiwo ezinjani.
UJesu wathi kuye,
uyabona lezi zakhiwo ezinkulu na? Kakuyi kusala ilitshe elilodwa phezu kwelinye elingayi kudilizelwa phansi.
Esehlezi entabeni ethiwa iOlivet, maqondana lethempeli, uPetro loJakobe loJohane loAndrea bambuza bebodwa bathi,
sitshele ukuba lokhu kuza kuba nini, lokuba isibonakaliso siza kuba yini, lapho sekuza kwenzakala lezi zinto zonke na?
Kwangkhona uJesu eqala ukuthi kubo,
qaphelani lingaduhiswa muntu. Abanengi bazakuza ngebizo lami besithi nginguye, baduhise abanengi. Kodwa nxa lisizwa ngezimpi langamahungahunga ezimpi, lingethuki. Kufanele kwenzeke, kodwa ukuphela kuzabe kungakafiki, ngoba isizwe siza kuvukela isizwe, lombuso uvukele umbuso. Kube khona ukuzamazama komhlaba indawo ngendawo, kube khona indlala. Lezi zinto ziyikuqala komhelo wesikhathi esizayo. Kodwa qaphelani lini, baza kulinikela emiphakathini, liza kutshaywa emasinagogeni, liza kumiswa phambi kwababusi ngenxa yami, kube yibufakazi kubo. Kodwa ivangeli limele ukuthunyayelwa kuzo zonke izizwe kuqala. Nxa belidonsela ekuthoniseni, belinikela, lingakhathaleli ngaphambili eliza kukukhuluma. Kodwa lokhu eliza kukunikwa ngaleso sikhathi kukhulumeni, ngoba kakusini elikhulumayo, kodwa umoya ongcwele. Umuntu uza kunikela umfo wabo ekufeni, loyise umntanakhe, labantwana baza kuvukela abazali bababulale. Liza kuzondwa yibo bonke ngenxa yebizo lami, kodwa ophikelelayo kuze kube sekupheleni nguye oza kusiliswa. Kodwa nxa libona amanyala encithakalo emi lapho angafanele khona, ofundayo kaqedisisi. Kungkhona labo abaseJudea kababalekele entabeni, ophezu kwendlu angehle, angangeni ukuthatha ulutho endlini yakhe. Lo osemasimini angabuyeli emuva ukuyathatha ingubo yakhe. Maye kwabakhuleleyo labamunyisayo ngalezo nsuku. Khulekani ukuba kungabi ebusika, ngoba ngalezo nsuku kuza kuba khona ukuhlupheka okungazanga kube khona ekuqaleni kokudabuka okwadatshulwa nguNkulunkulu kuze kube khathesi, lokungasayi kuba khona. Uba inkosi ibingazifinyezanga insuku, bekungesiliswe muntu, kodwa izifinyezile ngenxa yabakhethiweyo ebakhethileyo. Kungkhona ke nxa umuntu esithi kini, khangelani nangu uKristu, ingabe khangelani nangu yani, lingakholwa. Kuzavela oKristu bamanga labaprofeti bamanga, benze izibonakaliso lezimangaliso, ukuze kuthi nxa kungenzeka baduhise abakhethiweyo. Kodwa qaphelani lina, sengilitshelile konke ngaphambili. Kodwa ngalezo nsuku emva kwalokhu kuhlupheka, ilanga liza kufiphala, lenyanga kayiyi kukhanya, inkanyezi zizabe zisiwa ezulwini, lamandla asezulwini aza kuzanyazwanyiswa. Kungkhona-ke baza kubona indodana yomuntu isiza emayezini, ilamandla amakhulu lenkazimulo. Iza kuthuma izithunywa zayo, iqoqe abakhethiweyo bayo emimoyeni emine, kusukela emikhawulweni yomhlaba kuze kube semikhawulweni yezulu. Fundani umfanekiso emkhiweni, lapho ugatsha lwawo selubuthakathaka, luhlume amahlamvu, liyazi ukuba ihlobo seliseduze. Kunjalo lani, nxa libona lezi zinto zisenzeka, yazini ukuba kuseduze kusemnyango. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, lesi sizukulwana kasiyi kudlula zingakenzeki izinto zonke lezi. Kuza kudlula izulu lomhlaba, kodwa amazwi ami kawayi kudlula. Kodwa lolo suku laleso sikhathi gakho umuntu owaziyo ngaso, kanye lezithunywa zasezulwini, le ndodana kodwa ngubaba kuphela. Qaphelani lilinde, ngoba kalisazi isikhathi ukuthi siza kuba nini. Kunjengomuntu owahambela kwelinye ilizwe, wachiya umuzi wakhe, wanika inceku zakhe amandla, enika leyo laleyo umsebenzi wayo, walaya umlindisango ukuba alinde. Ngakho lindani, ngoba kalazi ukuthi inkosi yomuzi iza kufika nini, loba kusihlwa, loba phakathi kobusuku, loba ekukhaleni kwenkukhu, ingabe ekuseni. Funa ifike ilijume, ilifumane lilele. Lokhu engikutsho kini ngikutsho kubo bonke, ngithi lindani.
UMakho, isahluko sechumilane. Ngemva kwensuku ezimbili kwabakhona iPhasika, lomkhosi wesinkwa esingelamvubelo, abapristi abakhulu lababhali bafuna icebo lokumbamba ngobugqili bambulale. Kodwa bathi,
kakungabi ngesikhathi somkhosi, funa ube lesiphithiphithi ebantwini.
Kwathi eseBethane endlini kaSimoni olobuleperu ehlezi ekudleni, kwafika owesifazane ephethe umfuma wamagcobo awenadi elibiza imali enengi, waphahlaza umfuma, wathela amagcobo ekhanda likaJesu. Kwakukhona abanye abakhulumisana bodwa ngokuthukuthela besithi,
achithelwani lamagcobo na, ngoba lamagcobo ngabe athengisiwe ngemali edlula amadola angamathumi amathathu kwanikwa abayanga.
Bamthukuthelela kakhulu. UJesu wathi,
yekeleni, limhluphelani na, wenzile umsebenzi omuhle kimi. Ngoba abayanga lihlala lilawo, uba lithanda lingabenzela okuhle, kodwa mina kalihlali lilami. Yena wenzile abengakwenza, uqalile phambili ukugcobela ukumbelwa umzimba wami. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, loba kungaphi emhlabeni wonke lapho kuthunyayelwa khona ivangeli, lokhu akwenzileyo kuza kukhulunywa ngakho kube yisikhumbuzo ngaye.
UJudasi Iskariyoti, omunye wabalitshumi lambili, waya kubapristi abakhulu ukumnikela kubo. Sebezwile bathokoza, bathembisa ukumnika imali. wasefuna ithuba elihle lokumnikela. Ngosuku lokuqala lomkhosi wesinkwa esingelamvubelo ababehlaba ngalo iphasika, abafundi bakhe bathi kuye,
"Uthanda ukuba siye silungisele ngapi ukuba udle iphasika na?"
Wasethuma ababili kubafundi bakhe wathi kubo,
"Hambani liye emzini, khona lizahlangana lendoda ithwele imbiza yamanzi liyilandele. Lapho ingena khona kalibokuthi kumnini indlu, umfundisi uthi ingapi indlu yami lapho ngingadlela khona iphasika labafundi bami na? Yena uza kulitshengisa indlu enkulu ephezulu eyendlelweyo elungisiweyo, silungiseleni khona."
Bahamba abafundi bangena emzini, bafumana njengokutsho kwakhe kubo, balungisela iphasika. Usihlo wafika labalitshumi lambili sebehlezi ekudleni uJesu wathi,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, omunye wenu odla lami uza kunginikela."
Baqala ukudabuka bathi kuye ngamunye,
"Kungaba yimi na?"
Wathi kubo,
"Ngomunye wabalitshumi lambili otsheba kanye lami emganwini, ngoba indodana yomuntu ihamba njengokulotshiweyo ngayo. Kodwa maye kulowo muntu enikelwa nguye indodana yomuntu, kungakuhle aluba wayengazalwanga lowo muntu."
Kwathi besadla, uJesu wathatha isinkwa, wabonga, wasihlephula wabanika, wathi,
"Thathani, lokhu kungumzimba wami."
Wathatha inkezo, wabonga, wabanika, banatha kuyo bonke, wathi kubo,
"Lokhu kuligazi lami lesivumelwane elichithelwa abanene. Ngiqinisile ngithi kini, kangisayi kunatha futhi okwesithelo sevini kuze kube yilolo suku engiza kusinatha ngalo sisitsha embusweni kaNkulunkulu."
Kwathi sebehlabele ingoma, baphuma baya entabeni ethiwa iOlivet. UJesu wathi kubo,
"Liza kukhubeka lonke, ngoba kulotshiwe ukuthi ngiza kutshaya umalusi, izimvu zichitheke. Kodwa ngemva kokuvuswa kwami, ngiza kulandulela ukuya eGalile."
UPetro wathi kuye,
"Lanxa bekhubeka bonke, kodwa mina kangiyikukhubeka."
Kodwa uJesu wathi kuye,
"Ngiqinisile ngithi kuwe, lamhlanje ngalobu busuku, lingakakhali kabili iqude, wena uza kungilandula kathathu."
Kodwa waqinisa ngamandla esithi,
"Loba ngaze ngife lawe, kangiyikukulandula."
Batsho njalo wonke. Bafika endaweni ethiwa iGetsemane, wathi kubafundi bakhe,
"Hlalani lapha, ngisayakhuleka."
Wathatha uPetro loJakobe loJohane, waqala ukudabuka lokukhathazeka kakhulu, wathi kubo,
"Umoya wami udabukile kakhulu, kungathi ngingaze ngife. Hlalani lapha lilinde."
Waqhubeka ingcosana, wawa phansi, wakhuleka ukuba kungenzeka kungadlula kuye lesi sikhathi, wathi,
"Aba Baba, zonke izinto ziyenzeka kuwe, susa linkezo kimi, kodwa kungabi njengokuba ngithanda mina, kodwa njengokuba uthanda wena."
Weza wabafumana belele, wathi kuPetro,
"Simon, ulele na? Ubungelinde awa ibenye na? Lindani likhuleke ukuze lingangeni ekulingweni. Umoya uyavuma, kodwa inyama ibuthakathaka."
Wabuya wahamba wayakhuleka esitshona lawo mazwi, ebuya futhi wabafumana belele, ngoba amehlo abo ayenzima kakhulu, babengazi ukuba bazamphendula bathini. Wabuya ngokwesithathu wathi kubo,
"Lisalele liphumula na? Kwanele, isikhathi sesifikile. Khangelani, indodana yomuntu iyanikelwa ezandleni zezona. Sukumani sihambe. Khangelani, onginikelayo useseduze."
Wathi masinyane esakhuluma, kwafika uJudasi, omunye wabalitshumi lambili, elexuku liphethe imihedla lezinduku. livela kubapristi abakhulu lababhali labadala. Omnikelayo wayebanike isiboniso sokuthi
lowo engiza kumanga nguye, mbambeni lihambe laye limqinise.
Esefikile wasondela kuye masinyani wathi,
Mfundisi.
Wamanga, bamdumela bambamba. Omunye kwababemi khona wakhokha umhedla, wageca inceku yompristi omkhulu, waquma indlebe yakhe. UJesu wathi kubo,
liphumele mihedla lezinduku ukuza ngibamba kungathi ngingumpangi na? Bengilani insuku ngensuku ethempeleni ngifundisa, kodwa kalingibambanga. Kodwa lokhu kwenziwe ukuba kugcwaliseke umbhalo.
Bonke bamchiya babaleka. Insizwa ethile yamlandela yambethe ingubo emzimbeni oze. Bayibamba, yachiya ingubo, yabaleka ize. Basebemqhuba uJesu bamusa kumpristi omkhulu. Babuthana abapristi abakhulu bonke labadala lababhali. UPetro wamlandela ekhatshana, waze wangena egumeni lomphristi omkhulu. Wahlala kanye lezinceku esotha umlilo. Abapristi abakhulu lomphakathi wonke bafuna ubufakazi ngoJesu ukuze bambulale. Kodwa kababufumananga, ngoba abanengi bafakaza amanga ngaye. Kodwa ufakazi babo kawuvumelananga. Wasukuma abanye bafakaza amanga ngaye besithi,
thina samuzwa esithi, ngiza kudiliza leli tempele elenziwe ngezandla, ngakhe elinye ngensuku ezintathu elingenziwanga ngezandla.
Loba kunjalo ufakazi babo kawuvumelananga. Wasekusukuma umpristi omkhulu phakathi kwawo, wambuza uJesu esithi,
kawuphenduli lutho na? Kuyini lokhu abafakaza ngakho ngawe laba na?
Kodwa wathula, kaphendulanga lutho. Umpristi omkhulu wabuye wambuza wathi kuye,
unguKristu, indodana yobongekayo na?
UJesu wathi,
nginguye. Liza kubona indodana yomuntu ihlezi ngakwesokunene samandla, isiza ngamayezi aphezulu.
Umpristi omkhulu wadawula ingubo zakhe wathi,
sisafunelani ofakazi na? Lizwile inhlamba, sithini na?
Wonke bamlahla bathi ufanele ukufa. Abanye baqala umkhafulela ngamazwi, bamgubuzela ubuso bakhe, bamdutshuza besithi kuye,
Profeta!
Lezinceku zamamungela ngokumtshaya. UPetro esesegumeni ngaphansi, kwafika enye yamantombazana ompristi omkhulu. Ibona uPetro esotha umlilo, yamkhangela yathi,
wena ubulo Jesu waseNazaretha?
Kodwa walandula wathi,
kangikwazi, futhi kangikuqedisisi okutshoyo.
Waphumela entubeni, lakhala iqhude. Intombazana imbona, yabuya yaqala ukutsho kwababemi khona ukuthi,
lumuntu ungomunye wabo.
Kodwa wabuya walandula. Ngemva kwesikhatshana futhi labo ababemi khona bathi kuPetro,
impela ungomunye wabo, ngoba ungowase Galile.
Waseqala ukuthuka lokufunga esithi,
kangimazi lomuntu elikhuluma ngaye.
Lahle lakhala iqhude ngokwesibili. UPetro wakhumbula ilizwi uJesu ayelitshilo kuye lokuthi,
lingakakhali kabili iqhude, uzawungilandula kathathu.
Waphihlika wakhala. UMarko, isahluko sechumi lanhlanu. Kwathi masinyane ekuseni, abapristi abakhulu labadala lababhali lomphakathi wonke benza icebo. Bambopha uJesu, bamqhuba, bamnikela kuPilato. UPilato wambuza wathi,
wena uyinkosi yabaJuda na?
Wamphendula wathi kuye,
kutsho wena.
Abapristi abakhulu bamangalela ngezinto eziningi. UPilato wabuya wambuza wathi,
kawuphenduli lutho na? Khangela ukuba bakumangalela ngezinto ezingaka.
Kodwa uJesu kabe saphendula lutho. Waze wamangala uPilato. Ngomkhosi wePhasika wayejwayele ukubakhululela isibotshwa sibe sinye abasicelayo. Kwakukhona umuntu othiwa nguBarabhasi ibizo lakhe. Wayebotshiwe kanye labanye ababevukele umbuso, babulala abantu ekuvukeni. Ixuku lenyuka laqala ukucela ukuba alenzele njengalokhu ayejwayele ukulenzela. UPilato wababuza wathi,
"Ithanda ukuba ngilikhululele inkosi yabajuda na?"
Ngoba wayewazi ukuthi abapristi abakhulu bamnikele ngomona. Kodwa abapristi abakhulu bavusa ixuku ukuba kungcono alikhululele uBarabhasi. UPilato wabuya wathi kubo,
"Pho lithi ngimenze njani lo elithi uyinkosi yabajuda na?"
Bamemeza futhi bathi,
"Mbethele!"
UPilato wathi kubo,
"Ngoba wenze ububi bani?"
Kodwa bamemeza kakhulu bathi,
"Mbethele!"
Khona uPilato ethanda ukukholisa ixuku walikhululela uBarabhasi. Wathi esemtshayele uJesu, wamnikela ukuba abethelwe. Abebutho basebemngenisa endlini yombusi, babizela ibutho lonke ndawonye. Bamambathisa ingubo eyibubende. Sebeluke umqhele wameva bamethezwa wona. Baqala ukumbingelela besithi,
"Hayethe nkosi yabajuda!"
Bamtshaya ekhanda ngoluthi, bamkhafulela ngamathe, baguqa bekhuleka kuye. Sebemenze inhlekisa bamhlula ingubo eyibubende. Bamambathisa ingubo zakhe. Basebemkhuba ukuba bambethele. Bambamba ngamandla umuntu othiwa nguSimoni waseKureni, uyise kaAlexandro loRufusi, owayesedlula evela egangeni ukuba athwale isiphambano sakhe. Bamusa endaweni ethiwa iGolgotha, okuyikuthi ngokuphendulelo indawo yokhakhayi. Bamnika iwayini lixutshaniswe lemure, kodwa kalamukelanga. Basebembethela, babelana ingubo zakhe, benza inkatho ngazo ukuba ilowo lalowo uza kuthathana. Kwakuyi-awa yesificamunwemunye ekuseni bembethela. Kwakubhaliwe incwadi yecala lakhe ukuthi, "Inkosi yabajuda." Kwabethelwa kanye laye abaphangi ababili, omunye ngakwesokunene sakhe lomunye ngakwesokhohlo sakhe. Kwagcwaliseka umbhalo othi,
"Wabalwa kanye lezulu."
Abedlulayo bamhlambaza benikina amakhanda abo besithi,
"Ya, wena odiliza ithempeli, ubuye ulakhe ngensuku ezintathu. Zisilise, wehle esiphambanweni."
Ngokunjalo labapristi abakhulu labo bahlekisana ngaye kanye lababhali besithi,
"Wasilisa abanye, angizisilise yena uKristu inkosi yako-Israyeli. Kayehle kathese esiphambanweni ukuze sibone sikholwe."
Lababebethelwe kanye laye bamklolodela. Emini kwabamnyama elizweni lonke, kwaze kwaba yi-awa yesithathu ntambama. Nge-awa yesithathu ntambama uJesu wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu wathi,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabakthani."
Okuyikuthi ngokuphendulelo,
"Nkulunkulu wami, Nkulunkulu wami, ungitshiyeleni na?"
Abanye kwababemikhona bekuzwa bathi,
"Khangelani, ubiza u-Elija."
Wasegijima omunye, wagcwalisa uzipho ngewayini elimunyu, waluhloma oluthini, wamnika ukuba anathe esithi,
"Yekelani, sibone ukuba u-Elija uza kuza amethule."
UJesu wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu, wafa. Iveli lethempeli ladabuka kabili, laqala phezulu laze lafika phansi. Kwathi induna yekhulu eyayimi maqondana laye, imbona esifa ngokunjalo yathi,
"Lembala, lomuntu ube indodana kaNkulunkulu."
Kwakukhona labesifazana bebukela, bekhathala. Phakathi kwabo kukhona uMaria Magdalena, lo Maria unina kaJakobe omncinyane lokaJose, loSalome, ababemlandela esesegalile bemsebenzela kanye labanye abenyukela laye eJerusalema. Kwathi sekuhlwile, ngoba kwakulusuku lokulungiselela okuyikuthi usuku olungaphambi kwesabatha, wafika uJosefa wase-Arimathiya, ilungu elidumileyo lomphakathi. Laye wayelindele umbuso kaNkulunkulu. Wangena ngesibindi kuPilato, wacela isidumbu sikaJesu. UPilato wamangala ngokuthi usefile. Wabiza induna yekhulu, wabuza kuye ukuba sekuyisikhathi efile. Esezwile enduneni yekhulu wamnika uJosefa isidumbu. UJosefa wathenga ilembu, wamethula, wamgoqela ngelembu, wambeka elibeni elaligujiwe edwaleni. Wagiqela ilitshe emnyango weliba. UMariya Magdalena loMariya unina kaJosefa babona lapho abekwa khona. UMarko, isahluko sechumi lesithupha. Kwathi isabatha selidlulile, uMariya Magdalena loMariya unina kaJakobe loSalome bathenga amakha ukuba bamgcobe. Ekuseni kakhulu ngosuku lokuqala lweviki beza elibeni ekuphumeni kwelanga. Bakhulumisana besithi,
ngubani oza kusigiqela ilitshe lisuke emlonyeni weliba na?
Bathi ukukhangela babona ilitshe seligiqiwe lanxa lalilikhulu. Kuthe bengena elibeni, babona insizwa yembethe ingubo emhlophe ihlezi ngakwesokunene, bamangala kakhulu. Yathi kibo,
"Lingamangali, lidinga uJesu waseNazaretha obebethelwe. Uvukile kakho lapha. Khangelani indawo lapho bebembeke khona. Kodwa hambani, litshele abafundi bakhe kanye loPetro ukuthi uza kulandulela ukuya eGalile. Liza kumbona khona njengokusho kwakhe kini."
Baphuma babaleka elibeni, ngoba bafikelwa ukuthuthumela lokumangala. Kabatshongo lutho kumuntu, ngoba babesesaba. Esevukile ekuseni ngosuku lokuqala lweviki, wabonakala kuqala kuMariya Magdalena ayekhuphe kuye omoya ababi abayisikhombisa. Yena wasuka wababikela labo ababelaye besalila bekhala. Bona sebezwile ukuba usaphila lokuba ubonwe nguye, kabaze bakholwa. Emva kwalokhu wabonakala ngesinye isimo kwababili babo behamba besiya emaphandleni. Bahamba babikela abanye, lalabo kabaze babakholwa. Emva kwalokhu wabonakala kwabalitshumi lanye ngokwabo behlezi ekudleni. Wabasola ngokungakholwa kwabo langobulukhuni benhliziyo zabo, ngoba bengakholwanga labo abambonayo esevukile. Wathi kubo,
"Hambani liye emhlabeni wonke, lichumayele ivangeli kukho konke okudatshuliweyo. Lo okholwayo abhaphathizwe uza kusiliswa, kodwa ongakholwayo uza kulahlwa. Lezi zibonakaliso ziza kubalandela abakholwayo. Ebizweni lami baza kukhupha omoya ababi, bakhulume ngendimi ezintsha. Baza kuphatha inyoka ngezandla, uba benatha okubulalayo, kakuyi kubalimaza. Baza kubeka izandla phezu kwabagulayo, basile."
Kwathi inkosi uJesu isikhulumile labo, yakhutshulelwa ezulwini, yahlala ngakwesokunene sikaNkulunkulu. Kodwa bona basuka bachumayela endaweni zonke. Inkosi isebenza labo, iqinisa ilizwi ngezibonakaliso ezazibalandela.